The Gemara in Daf Zayin Amud Beis, in Masechta Yuma says, "Or Behuda Nami Haksiv Tamid." We have a machlokes in the Gemara of Rav Shimon and Behuda if the tzitz is meratza, even when one is not, even when the kohen gadol is not wearing the tzitz, and Rav Shimon's raya that it is meratz all the time is from the word tamid. What will Rabbi Huda, who holds, ask the Gemara? That the tzitz is only meratza when the kohen gadol is wearing it. What will Rabbi Huda do with that word tamid? Answers the Gemara, who tamid shlo yisiyach dat mimenu. Tamid comes to teach us that you're not allowed to be mesiyach das when wearing the tzitz. Ukri Rabbi Rav Huna, and this is connected to what Rabbi Rav Huna taught us. Dom Rabbi Rav Huna, Chayv Adam L'mashmash V'tfilah B'kol Shav V'shav. A person has to constantly touch his tefillin. Kavachayim mitzitz, because we have the following kavachayim. Omatzit shleim by Elas Gara Achas. The tzitz only has the Shem Hashem one time. On the tzitz, on the plate, it says Kodesh L'Hashem. So it only has the Shem Hashem once. Omra Torah al mitzvah tamid. The Torah teaches us al mitzvah tamid shlo yisiyach datim imenu, that you're not to be mesiyach das from the tefillin, from the tzitz. Tefillin sheyesh by askaras harbei, the tefillin that has the Shem Hashem in it so many times, al achas v'kama, that you have to be careful not to forget the kedusha of the Shem Hashem. So Tosfos asks a question. How can we learn from tefillin, from the tzitz to the tefillin? Yes, the tzitz only has the Shem Hashem once. But as Tosfos, even though it has the Shem Hashem once, that one time when we have the Shem Hashem by the tzitz, it's visible. As we said, the tzitz has the words Kodesh L'Hashem engraved in them. Whereas the tefillin, although they have the Shem Hashem mentioned so many times, but they're not visible. And Tosfos goes on to say, even though we know that when we make the knots on the tefillin, they do form the Shem Shakai. So Tosfos says, that isn't a full-fledged halacha, because only the shin that appears on the tefillin shorosh is a halacha l'moshe l'mesinai, that they have to be visible. The dal of the yud aren't even a halacha l'moshe l'mesinai, so they're not really a ksav, A, and B, they're not really visible. And therefore, Tosfos says, indeed, that this chiv is only midrabbanan. What it means to say is that the Kal v'chomer, Tosfos says, that the Gemara quoted is not a full-fledged Kal v'chomer. It's only there to show us how important tefillin are, but not indeed to teach us that the tefillin have that chomer over the tzitz. And if by tzitz, the Torah says, tamid, shlo yisiyach dat b'menu, certainly so too is the halacha by tefillin. However, if we look in the Rambam, and this is the way the Malbim teaches us how to learn the Rambam, if we look in the Rambam in Perek Dalid of Hilchas Tefillin, Halacha Yud Dalid, we'll see that the Rambam seems to learn that this is a full-fledged Kal v'chomer midaraisa. It's not just something with Rabbonim. The Rambam says, Chayiv Odom L'mashmash V'tfilin Kol Zman Shem Olav. A person has to be mashmash in the tefillin as long as he's wearing them. Shlo yisiyach dat me'mafil rega echad. A person should not be mesiyach das even one moment. Shekedushos and gedoyle mekedushos atzitz. Because the kedush is greater than the kedush of the tzitz. Shatzitz ein ba'ele echad. Ve'ele yesh ba'echem ve'esrim shrem shal yud kei b'shem b'sharoi shekumash b'shal yud b'yad. That the tefillin has the Shem Hashem 21 times in tefillin shorosh and 21 times in tefillin shalyad. So we have, it seems, a very fundamental machlokes, Rambam and Tosfos, if this chiyuv shlo yisiach das when you're wearing tefillin, is it a chiyuv d'oraisa or is it a chiyuv d'rabbon? But the Sfas Emes asks a fundamental question. He says, I don't understand Tosfos's question. The question in Tosfos that actually led Tosfos to Paskin that the chiyuv are being, the Isra are being masiach das by tefillin is only the Rabbonim. Why was Tosfos's question? Because the Askaris and the tefillin are not visible. Ask the Sfas Emes, what's the difference if it's visible or not? The Shem Hashem has Kedusha. And if the Shem Hashem has Kedusha, so what's the difference if I see it or I don't have it? The tefillin have the Shem Hashem. And as the Rambam just said it, it has it 21 times. And the tefillin only has it once. So what's the difference if it's visible or not? Furthermore, the Tosfos Yeshanim asks a question. Tosfos Yeshanim says, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Mem Tes Amar Aleph, teaches us a person is not allowed to sleep where he's wearing tefillin. Why is he not allowed to sleep when he's wearing tefillin? Says, because shemach yafiach behem. He may pass gas as he's wearing tefillin. And the Gemara says, tefillin tzrichin guf naki. A person's body has to be clean when he's wearing tefillin. And therefore, he's not allowed to sleep when he's wearing tefillin. Ask the Tosfos Yeshanim, why does the Gemara have to tell us a new reason? That you're not allowed to wear the tefillin when you're sleeping. Shema yafiach behem. The Gemara could have said something much simpler. You're not allowed to wear the tefillin. You're not allowed to sleep in your tefillin. Because sleeping is certainly sleeping is certainly hesach hadas. And our Gemara just taught us that you're not allowed to be masiach das when you wear your tefillin. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Chav Ches, Sif Aleph, brings down the words of Al Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch says, Chayv Adam L'mashmish Tfilin B'kol Shah, Shlo Yisiyach Datem Mehem, B'yayt Mashmish B'shayat Tchila. And now the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, how is this Mishmish accomplished? B'mashmish B'shayat Tchila, K'shoyim K'shatim Lois Yidach, Y'mashmish B'shayat. When you say the words Kshatim Lois Yidacha by Krishma, you touch the tefillin shiyad. Kshoyim v'hoyim shmoya v'hoyim l'taytofes b'nenecha y'mashmish b'sharosh. You should be mashmish b'sharosh. And the Mishnah Berurah says, if you indeed, just like says the Mishnah Berurah, if when you're mashmish b'tefillin, the Shulchan Aruch just taught us, first you're mashmish b'shoyad, and then you're mashmish b'shoyroish. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if as you do this mishmash, you discover that your tefillin are actually not in the right place, says the Mishnah Berurah, since we know the halacha is that you're first supposed to put on the tefillin shoyad, and then you're supposed to put on the tefillin shoyroish, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're fixing your tefillin, so too should you first fix the tefillin shoyad, and then fix the tefillin shel rosh. There's a Gemara in Masechta Sukkah. The Gemara in Masechta Sukkah on Daf Mem Vav Amun Aleph discusses our issue. It discusses the issue of tefillin and when you make a bracha on the tefillin. The Gemara says, Omer Zazutra Chazina Le Rapapi. We saw Rapapi, the Kol Amos the man of Tefillin, whenever he would put on the Tefillin, Mavaruch. Says the Gemara further, Rabbanan the Beir of Ashi, Rabbanan and the Homer of Ashi, Kol Amos the Meshamshibu Mavaruchi. Whenever they did this Meshamshish, whenever they touched the Tefillin, they would make a bracha. And Tosfos, here, in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav, Divrei HaMaskil, the Kol Amos, the Meshamshim Mevarchi, says, why do they make a bracha every time they were mashmish with tefillin? It's based on our Gemara. Our Gemara says that every time you're supposed to be mishamish betfillin, so therefore you're supposed to make a bracha. But Tosfos then asks, I'm not quite sure what bracha do you make. Do you make the bracha of lishmar es chukav, just like the minig, their minig was that when they took off the tefillin, they would make a bracha of lishmar es chukav, or do you make the bracha of laniach tefillin, just like you make a bracha when you put on the tefillin? So Tosfos says, it seems that the right bracha is lishmar chukav, because you're already wearing the tefillin. The Rosh actually takes this a step further, and the Rosh says that you don't make a bracha every time you do mishmish. Only if you are mesiach das and then you do mishmish do you make a bracha. Or, he says, other Rishonim say the same, if the tefillin were moved out of their place, do you make a new bracha? Do you make this bracha of lishma chukav? So I think that Tosfos and the Rambam may not be arguing. Because Tosfos is speaking about one concept and the Rambam is speaking about a different concept. Tosfos is speaking about the concept of mishmash. That our Gemara was mechadish. Chayiv Adam l'mashmash tefillah b'kol shah. That a person has to touch his tefillin all the time. And the Gemara says, from where we know this? From the tzitz. And there's an obvious question. And who says that they were mashmish by the tzitz all the time? Where in our Gemara does it say that they were mashmish by the tefillin, that the same thing should be by tzitz? The answer is, tzitz didn't have to have mishmash. You know why the tzitz did not have to have mishmash? Because by the tzitz, the words Kodesh Lashem were so very visible. If the words Kodesh Lashem are so visible, that's the greatest reminder. On the other hand, says Tosfos, the tefillin, they're not visible to Shem Hashem. And therefore, indeed, it's not a perfect comparison to the tzitz. And therefore, says Tosfos, it's only the Rabbanon. But there is a din in the Rabbanon that Yishosh Rimashmish tefillin. But what is Tosfos talking about? Both here in Masechta Yuma and the Tosfos that we just learned in Masechta Sukkah. They're both speaking about being Mishamish to tefillin. And they're saying that may be only a din the Rabbanon. That may be, as Tosfos indeed indicates in Masechta Sukkah, that it's not a chiv, that's not part of the chiv of wearing tefillin. And that's why the bracha that you make when you put on the tefillin, the bracha of laniach tefillin, isn't made when you mashmish betfillin. The Rambam, however, is speaking about the isser of being mesiach das in tefillin. The isser to be mesiach das in tefillin, that is indeed an isser d'oraisa. Because, as the Sfasem has pointed out, if the tzitz that only had the Shem Hashem once has a halacha that you're not allowed to be mesiach das from you're not allowed to be mesiach das from the tefillin, from the tzitz, then certainly the tzitz, certainly the tefillin that have the Shem Hashem, or 21 times, as the Rambam said, there certainly the halacha is that you're not allowed to be mesiach das from the tefillin. And that isn't just a din derabbanan. That is a din deraisa. That you're not allowed to be mesiach das from the tefillin, just like you're not allowed to be mesiach das from the tzitz.